Misfit Toys.
Most people reserve jewelry buying for special occasions, but Mejuri is fine jewelry done differently because they know it's important to celebrate every day, not just the big moments. Start making your days a little extra special with gorgeous pieces for every style, occasion, and price point. Mejuri jewelry is designed in-house and crafted using responsibly sourced materials that are made to last, like their best-selling 14K solid gold pieces. You can even personalize your jewelry with engravable styles, birthstones, and letter pendants. It's time to start wearing jewelry just for you. Make every day an occasion. Discover fairly priced and expertly handcrafted styles to wear and love forever. Visit mejuri.com to shop fine jewelry essentials. That's mejuri.com.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of I Love Movies. I'm Doug Benson. We're at the UCB Theater with a live audience. Let's hear it for you guys. In here, waiting for the Comedy Death Ray show to start, which is always on Tuesdays at the UCB in Los Angeles. You can go to ucbtheater.com, theater spelled fancy, R-E. Come see shows here. A lot of great stuff here. I do the Benson Interruption show here. And I do I Love Movies here before Death Ray said that already. Let's get my notes out so we don't just sit here babbling. Let's see. One more thing I got to do before bringing a guest out. This is somebody reached out to me somewhere, either on MySpace or Twitter or somewhere, and said, could you in your next podcast make an outgoing answering machine message for me and my girlfriend? He's just like, just say it into the microphone during the podcast, and then we'll take that part and make it our outgoing message. And I was like, you know what? If you have the balls to ask for that, I'm going to give it to you. So I jotted something down. I'm going to say it now for their answering machine. Hey, regular Steve. Yeah, regular Steve. Hilarious. All right. And Angie, what? She's not regular? All right. Let me start over. Hey, regular Steve and Angie couldn't get to the phone because they've got things to do. So leave a message, you a-hole. And don't forget to have the best day ever with Paul F. Tompkins. And they could use the laugh or not. That's entirely up to them. All right, let's bring out our guests for my guests. They're your guests, too. These guys... This is a first on I Love Movies, maybe. A lot of the comedians that I've had on are also actors. And one of the actors that's about to come now is also a comedian. But they're both funny guys, and there is two actors at the same time. I'm so excited that I've met these two recently and get to have them on the show. You may have seen this first gentleman with me in a spot on VH1 for the Pepsi Smash Super Bowl bash that ran incessantly if you're a Rock of Bus fan. Rock of Love Bus fan, you saw this spot over and over again, and in the spot where we're holding fake babies, but it's supposed to be the twins that he just had with Rebecca Romaine O'Connell. Please welcome Jerry O'Connell, everybody. Jerry O'Connell is here. Can you believe it? Have a seat, buddy. Talk right into this thing.
Thank you.
And you can, you know,
I actually think I'm supposed to sit over here.
You could sit over there. That'd be good. It'd be hard for the other guy to get through if you don't sit there. But just talk into that.
Okay.
Nice
Hi,
to
everybody.
See you.
Good to see you.
Let's get this other fellow out here. Oh, my God. This guy, the movies he's been in, right?
Casino,
so many. A Few Good Men, the Whole Nine Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'm
correct on all of those?
I'm a big fan.
You met him backstage. Kevin Pollak is here, everybody. Kevin Pollak, who also does the impressions in comedy and stuff. Come on in. That's nice the way Jerry stands up and shakes hands with him.
You sat further into your seat.
Jerry's a very weird. Polite fellow. I was trying to stay on my microphone, but now we're loosening up. We're getting going.
Are we standing?
So who's your... Kevin does a lot of impressions. He's known for them.
Why don't we get right to that?
We got to get right to something. What am I going to get right to? You were the fat kid in Stand By Me? So...
That was me.
Yeah, let's get right to...
And the whole nine yards, definitely more of a default than Usual Suspects, not for nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Usual Suspects was a little bit better.
No, whatever.
I wanted to be a dick and say the sequel to Whole Nine Yards, but I couldn't think of what it was called.
Oh! Like
another nine yards.
Nice, nice.
A new ball of yarn.
Yes.
What was it called? The Whole 10 Yards?
Not Enough Yards, I think was what it was called.
It was called The Yards.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to ask you quickly, I don't want to dwell on the impression thing, but if you had an impression that was like the most obscure one that you do, because this is a hip crowd, and also it'd be fun to listen on a podcast to a really, you know, a good obscure impression, where like the face isn't really important.
Well, the face should never be important when you're doing
it. You do the same face as the person quite often. You're good at that.
Why would you say that?
Oh, shit. His eyes went all googly, everybody. Listening to the podcast. So, yeah, just something that would sound good to the listener, and they don't need to see the funny eyeballs. That hurt my eyes.
Well, to this crowd, it may be a little obscure unless I say Nemo. Nemo.
That's good.
It's right, Albert from Brooks, the Lion everybody. King? How are you? Listen, I'm going to go lie down. I'm cranky.
Did you see when he was on Weeds? He was great on Weeds.
He was so great. He's one of my idols. So.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah.
But
that's a good one.
Considering the average age is, what, 19?
It's a youngish crowd.
And I am so happy.
Me too. Now, I figured out something that the two of you have in common. It's probably not that hard to figure out. Oh, first of all, let's start with this. Even better, I haven't had a chance to do this with anybody because it would probably be 5 or 6 degrees. But how many degrees are each of you from Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. First of all, I want to go on record saying I don't know why that wuss needs 6 degrees.
I only need 2 or 3 degrees, but I'm just saying, like, you don't want to put people on the spot if there's several many degrees, because they probably won't even be able to figure it out.
No, I mean, I'm like 2 degrees away from anybody. Go throw out a name.
You're 2 degrees too, yeah.
No, I'm 1 degree from him.
Oh, you're
we did
saying
a few good
no one
together.
Should need six.
I'm saying, why does he need 6 to get to anybody?
The point of the 6 degrees of separation was that anybody could be 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Right.
But you're 0 degrees from him.
I am basically, yeah.
Because you were in A Few Good Men with
him.
He's
in my pocket right now.
And so how many degrees do you think you are, Jerry, from him?
Zero.
Well, I don't know him personally, but he grew up in the area in New York that my parents live in. So when I go home, I once saw him in a supermarket.
That's less than 0 degrees, I think.
And
that's 9 degrees, technically.
No, but you could figure out who have you worked with in a film that was also in a film with him. That would make you 1 degree if you had anyone in common.
To be honest, I gave him the celebrity nod in the Gristides in New York, which is, you know, I'm a celebrity and so is he. He's a big celebrity. He has a game named after him. And I...
yeah, his real last name is Parcheesi.
But we were...
I would love me a bacon and Parcheesi sandwich right now.
Oh,
that sounds
after
fantastic.
The show.
I gave him the... I think I may have even said, like, hey, what's up? And and he was like, oh, hey. And that was
think,
it.
Oh, hey? So you think there was a little recognition there? Or do you think he's just being nice?
No, I think he...
You're 1 degrees away, Rob Reiner.
I think... And
yeah, there you go.
The game works in terms of who.
No, I know what the game is, but when did Kevin Bacon?
It has nothing
work
to do with
Rob
supermarket.
Oh, with A Few Good Men, right.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. So you could do it with directors, or was Rob Reiner in Stand By Me?
He directed.
Yeah. Okay. So
I worked with Tom Cruise in Jerry Maguire, and Tom Cruise was in A Few Good Men.
Hello.
Pow. See, it's that easy.
So it's 1 degree. Yeah. But
that's
I know him. That's all I wanted from you 10 minutes ago.
What?
I know Kevin.
Yeah, he's one degree. And
from Gristides.
But you're 0 degrees.
On 15th and 7th.
And we know each other from Togo's. No. Yeah.
Oh, the one over in the Toluca Lake?
Uh-huh. Nope.
So, that's true. You were both in Rob Reiner movies. That was my next question that I almost asked first on accident. And two of his best movies, I'd even say.
I think he batted 1,000 his first 7 films. I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
7?
Princess Bride? Let's
okay.
count them.
All right. I want to hear 7 fucking great movie titles right now.
Well, first of all,
because I agree with 3 or 4 of them.
Spinal
I'm sure.
Tap?
His best movie.
Can't even find the ball. It's so far out of the park.
Yeah. Set the bar too high for life. Like,
yes.
Like the rest of his life, he's like, God damn, that bar's up there.
Yeah.
I got to get at that bar somehow.
In fact, based
I know
on
how
that.
I'll do it. A Bruce Willis, Michelle Pfeiffer comedy drama. No, that's
no.
not going to do it. That is not going to do it. That movie about Luke Wilson and what's her name trying to write a book, that's not going to do it.
Bring it back, though. We're
what
talking
was her
the
name?
First 7 movies.
Okay.
All right. So you've got Stand By Me in the first 7.
That was
amazing.
Number 2. That was,
you've got... Amazing. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Amazing.
So good made me personal friends with Kevin Bacon.
Do you ever worry, though, that the Stand By Me curse is just taking a long time to really kick in hard? That, like, all 4 of you are destined to die before your time, and one of them just really beat everybody to it?
Wow.
And by die, I mean fail. Corey Feldman is what I'm talking about.
he's very successful. He has a television reality show now.
Stop.
With,
I love you.
I beg of you.
What's Will Wheaton up to?
I saw him on an episode of CSI Miami.
Is it wrong of me to Twitter right now while you guys are talking?
All
right.
No, go ahead.
I would love a good live tweet in the middle of my show.
Now, why aren't you on Twitter, Jerry?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I think you would love it. You're such a, you know, you're curious about people. You're friendly.
A lot of people use it in supermarkets.
Well, yeah, I know. I just, I'm sort of unemployed. I'm unemployed now. I don't really have anything special to say, so I'm...
That's exactly why you want
to
tweet.
You've got plenty to say.
I want
to
wait till I have a little more
going on. Twin babies. That's plenty to talk about there.
Yeah,
you
but
could
that's
be
just
like, oh my God, that Sulman woman, how does she do it? I heard on the radio today, we're taping this on Tuesday, March 3rd, by the way, but I heard on the radio today something about how the original 6 babies are jealous of the 8 new ones. Oh, fuck. So depressing.
I hope they beat the crap out of those other 8 babies.
Baby fight. All night baby fight.
16 babies go in.
Oh, a lot of crib death. A lot of crib death.
I watched
in a baby fight.
This is really not that interesting, but I watched Ellen today, and Judge Judy was her number one guest.
You are correct.
But Judge Judy really does not like the Octomom. She went off on her for a good 10 minutes.
Way to kill that segment.
Well, I know, but I mean,
some people, yeah. I'm
so proud of you, Judy.
About it.
Sorry, Doug.
Sorry for what? You're doing great, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
I remember being a kid really and being sick, and you'd watch like some afternoon movies show or something. And again, this is 100 years ago. But so kids sick today watch Ellen?
Wow. Kids who are sick?
You were home with a cold. Sick.
He's not a kid.
I don't mean all wrinkled up and whatnot.
Well, yeah, I think after school specials are no longer.
Mom, wheel me over to Ellen, will you? Sure, Tommy.
It's a happy show. She dances.
Last night was the season finale of the most recent Bachelor. We were backstage talking about how your brother, Charlie, was the Bachelor one season.
Yes, he was.
Okay, that's enough said about that. And both of you guys have played a lot of poker.
Let's talk about you kicking some ass, buddy. You were at the...
I tried. I didn't do that great.
WPT... Celebrity
Invitational.
Invitational.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cheadle was there. I think I caught him cheetling. Yeah. And so stupid. And yeah, it was a good time. It was just a bunch of professional poker players. So like, I watch a lot of poker on TV, so it was exciting to see all them play with
them. I didn't
them.
Know you were a player. I mean, I hate tournaments so much that I just literally chose not to go as yeah, much as yeah. I would have enjoyed.
But you had so much fun because it was like, that was what was fun to me about it, is I just kept, I was able to fold a lot of hands and stay in for a long time and not play, you know, irrationally. Because when you get bored, that's when you like make, you know, stupid choices.
You went from 10,000 up to 110,000.
Yeah, yeah.
You were kicking some poker ass.
I was
ass.
Kicking ass, but because I was playing a hand and then like the next hand I'd get like, you know, nine jack and I'd just toss it in and I'd run around and take pictures of people. At Twitter about, oh shit, Jose Canseco
right.
is in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to beat us all with his fucking steroids. You know, so it made it easier for me to be a disciplined player. Then the second day when we came back and it was narrowed down quite
you
a bit.
You went a little crazy.
The field.
Yeah.
Then it was
then
like,
you were splashing money around.
Everyone was serious and everyone was like, you know, I'm all in, you know, every hand, and it just got because the blinds go up and it gets scary, and people also had other things to do or whatever, and I did have something else to do. I had to go to the Larry the Cable Guy roast for the Comedy Central taped Sunday night.
It's not his real name though.
No. His real name is Dan the Cable Guy, and. Dan Whitney, but that was I loved the way Dan just comes in with I got another fact for everybody.
So
now, if you ran into Dan Whitney in a grocery store, which one would it be?
No, well,
you
I mean,
had to pick one.
I'm sure he prefers being called Dan than Larry the Cable Guy.
People were calling him Dan left and right on the roast, and he didn't seem to mind it. He doesn't seem to mind to be outed as a complete lie.
Well, I don't know if it's a lie as much as it is a character.
Yeah. He was sitting there being roasted. He was just watching the other comics. You've been to those things. He's like in a
yes,
big
sir.
Throne, and he's just watching the other comics and like not being a character. Flavor Flav, he's a character. You know, he's out of his mind. Oh, Gary Busey was there this time. So that's reason alone to watch it, you guys. Even if you don't like Larry the Cable Guy, watch it because Gary Busey.
I love how before you even finished the words out of his mic, Gary Busey was there. It wasn't even a nanosecond between the last thought.
Yeah,
that
Gary
it ended
Busey
with,
was in the house.
So and so was out of his mic, Gary Busey.
Yeah, because that's how he is. He's
sure,
just
oh
like
the,
he just snaps and says something crazy. But he was
May
on
I
his
give
best
an
behavior, please.
Yeah.
A good Gary Busey example.
My girlfriend, who's here.
Hello.
Yeah. We were at the market, and what did we call it? Trapped by Busey? No, when Busey attacks? When Busey attacks. Yeah.
Was it a Christie's?
Because it was, no, it was not. It was, so, but he...
Ralph's?
Recognized, and he was like, you're a great man. And I just tell you that it was like 20 minutes of crazed energy, which I summed up but with this sentence. Cats! Fine musical, but you don't want them on your roof. Yeah, I would boil...
He said that?
I would boil the whole 20 minutes down to that one.
Well, he gets
moment.
Up at the roast, and he says all the jokes off the teleprompter like a pro.
Sure.
Like, doesn't stumble through it, doesn't add any of his own thoughts, and it's really good. He's really funny. He's crazy in other parts of it, and every other comic makes fun of him. Yeah, he did great. Maureen McCormick also had a great set. I mean, you know, good jokes. She,
I think you mean Mary McCormick. Mary McCormick?
To
no,
block
not, not Maureen McCormick, who's saying there's got to be a morning after
no.
the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, no.
It was the nun in Airplane. No, Maureen McCormick, or, wait. Which one did I just say? Maureen McCormick was Marsha from the Brady Bunch.
You know, let me just get the
oh,
check.
That's who it was. Okay.
Kevin's going to take off early, but, And then there was also that other McCormick who sang that song. All right, so... Oh, no, that was Maureen McGovern. So I don't know who Mary... I don't know who you were talking about. But you nailed it. So now it's time. It's already that time to play...
Is it really?
...the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah, it goes by fast. And he's still trying to get the check. I thought I would be the only high one out here. I didn't know there'd be somebody who thought we were having dinner when there's no food, and another guy would only talk about stories that happen in grocery stores.
What's the game, Doug?
The game's the Leonard Maltin game.
How does it work?
You guys both know already, and so do the listeners, because they hear about it every week when I have to explain it.
They
this time, you guys can just jump in. New listeners? Why would they? No, we're going to get a lot of new listeners. A lot of fans of The Bachelor.
I just
tweeted of Columbo
that this will be available on iTunes.
The theme, because Watchmen is opening on Friday, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be the best movie of the year, no matter how good it is.
The same way The Dark Knight was?
Exactly like the way Dark Knight. It still won't be as good as Dark Knight.
No.
But so the superhero movies is the theme. Each one of these is going to be a superhero movie. I will tell you how many names are in the cast, and then someone has to start off and say how many names they could name it in, and we go from the bottom up. So don't cut it down to too few names unless you really think you know character actors in first movie from 1994.
Oh, superhero movie from 94.
That's correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The clue is Leonard Maltin gives it a generous 1.5 stars.
That's the clue. That is not a clue.
I'm just telling you, the movie is not 1.5 star worthy. And there are seven names. Kevin, you start. How many names can you name?
There are only seven names to start with.
There's only seven names.
I can think I can do it in seven names.
All right. Do you think you can do it in seven names, or do you think you could do it in six?
I can do it in six.
Wow. This is brutal. You guys are fighting like babies.
Well, I mean, I can't say eight, so really the only other number.
Another way to go is six. Or, oh, I'm sorry. That's the one part I didn't tell you about. You could say name that movie instead of six, but you already said six. So Kevin
movie.
Says name that movie. So you got to name it in six names.
Okay.
All right. The first name is Jason Alexander. There's a guy in the audience who just clapped for himself because he guessed it before I said any names. Hearing Jason Alexander made him go, yes, that I knew it was that movie.
A superhero movie in 94, and he nailed it.
I don't even remember Jason Alexander in anything in 1994.
Yeah.
Was Pretty Woman in 94? All right, so Jason Alexander, John Polito, Lynn Thigpen. That's three names. Christopher Lawford, that's four. This one will kind of help you a little bit. Robin Givens.
Hello.
And then the final name I can give you, which is one way a name, so the star is not going to be named, but the final name I can give you, and it's a pretty good clue, 1994 superhero movie, David Alan Greer.
The answer is Blank Man.
Yes! You did it! Jerry O'Connell bringing the heat. I didn't see that coming. I didn't think he'd be that tough a competitor.
David Alan Greer's been in a lot of movies. You didn't see that
he
coming?
He has been in a lot of movies. I would have guessed that one with Bonnie Hunt.
Written by our mutual friend, Michael Binder.
Directed by him, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he directed it.
Yeah,
he
directed it. I think it, Damon Wayans and David Alan Greer might have written it together. Well,
maybe.
You've got the book for damn sake.
But anyway, so since you're friends with those guys, I think the 1.5 stars was really uncool.
It stopped
uncool.
Mike's career for about 10 years.
No, very uncool.
Yes.
But he's made a good comeback. He's
hell of a comeback.
With Kevin
he's on top
Costner,
of the world.
He's worked with that guy who
cheated
at poker.
But no, I've been great friends with him forever. That movie literally went, move over. We're going to let show business walk by for 10 years. And you're welcome.
Let
back.
Show business pass on the right.
It's so cruel.
I hate those people at the airport that don't get the, you have to pass on the conveyor belts when you're late for a plane. Movie number two.
Yeah, you're right. I'm stoned.
This is from, I hate those people whether I'm stoned or not stoned. 1997. Let's quit making the Columbo face. 1997. Len Maltin gives this a generous 2 stars.
2 stars?
It's a very generous 2 stars.
So it's half a star better than Blank Man.
Yeah, but I'll give you another clue.
All right.
The villain gets top billing over the hero. And it's a superhero movie. That's a pretty good clue.
What year would it come out?
That's even better clue would be for another superhero movie, the dad got bigger billing than the superhero, and he was only in the first 20 minutes, and he lived on another planet. Jerry knows Superman.
Superman, Marlon Brando.
Yes. Do you do Marlon Brando?
Did I what?
Do you do impression of Marlon Brando?
Which age?
Oh, my God.
How about a little something from Guys and Dolls?
Lock me a lady tonight.
Okay.
That was Doug.
Really? You thought some people would think it was you?
Yes.
Wow.
I do think some of your audience it was that may good. Have thought that was me.
Okay. There are eight names. In
eight
this
names.
Word. Eight names.
In this superhero movie.
1997 superhero movie.
97.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, did everyone notice Doug see me trying to cheat and like move the book over and everything like we were taking
oh,
the
I
SATs?
Did not. I just do it on instinct because that is a great way to cheat at this game. I used to do it to my friends all the time. I just look and see what part of the alphabet they were in. That's a good clue.
Oh, right. I didn't think of that. You're yeah, right. Yeah, I should have. Yeah. I was trying to read it.
Okay, so since Jerry got that one right,
unbelievably sincere for the first 28 minutes and then just liar cheater.
Well, I mean, he was putting it in my face.
I've got it right in my eyes. Luckily, I can't see anything. So,
but so, Kevin, do you want to go first or do you want him to start?
Since how many names?
Well, got the last one right.
Whatever.
Okay, so there's eight names.
Eight names?
Yeah, how many can you do it in? You can, you can bid lower than eight if you want to get things all jacked.
Choose less than eight and then I'll choose one more. So say seven and
you don't,
I'll say
eight. This is really not part of the game is to plot it out ahead of time.
No, well, I mean, I want to give Kevin a shot to go first.
Seven.
Eight.
What? You can't. You got to go six or say name that movie.
You say name that movie. Yeah. Seven.
Or say
name
wait,
that.
He said eight, yeah. So you have to say seven or
no,
name
I said
that movie.
Seven.
Oh, you said seven. So yeah, you got to go six or name that movie.
It'll play it back like six the Zapruder film. It'll all make sense.
I'll go six.
He's going six. I told him to go six.
Sorry. You told me to go six. There's a cash prize, right? There's cash in here.
No. Nope.
Oh, no, there's nothing.
You just get an empty, sad, broken bag.
So now I have to say five or let him win again?
He might not win. It's eight names and he's only getting six. He's not getting the hero or the bad guy.
Fine. Name that movie.
All right. Miko Hughes. I think it's Miko.
I know what a movie it is.
No, you don't. He's a little kid. He was a little kid in Pet Sematary, and he was a little kid in Kindergarten Cop who said, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. Six names, right? Okay, then we got
that's how the audition goes.
Melinda Clark.
15 years later, by the way. It says here you were the boy that... You're good.
That was probably his character name.
Mm-hmm. Boy who says
on his yeah. resume. Mm-hmm. Kindergarten Cop, boy who says. Okay, Melinda Clark, Nicole Williamson.
Well, you're right
D.B.
there.
D.B. Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney.
Classic D.B. Sweeney movie.
D.B. Sweeney.
Teresa Randall, black woman.
Hope.
Just in case you didn't know, most of these people are white. And then... And then another whitey's your last clue. Martin Ultra Sheen. Martin Sheen.
And it's a
Some
superhero?
People in the audience know it. It's a superhero film from 1997. Two stars. I could probably even tell you the name of the director and you won't get it.
Yes.
Spawn.
That's correct. Wow. Yeah, it was directed by Mark A.Z. Dippy.
Why didn't you start with that? He would have never guessed it. Spawn.
What's the name of that? Wow. What's that name of that guy they put on everything that, when they want to pull their name off the movie?
Oh, yeah, Alan Smithy.
Alan Smithy, yeah. Like, I'm not going to go with Alan Smithy. I'm going to go with Mark A.Z. Dippy. I'm going to have fun with it. Well, let me really quickly do the third movie, even though it's best two out of three. So Jerry's the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Jerry. Really? Kevin's a tough competitor. I didn't
expect
this.
I'm sorry I stole that from you, Kevin.
All right.
You know,
it was because he said six.
I would have never gotten Spawn.
I would have never.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I don't
and
know
this one's
you,
tough, too, from 2005. How are we doing
did
on
you
time?
Help write this book?
It was a popular comic, and I knew it came out at that time. And
But the movie made $9.
It was Jerry's $9.
He saw it twice in 97. Right?
I did go see it at the theater. I did.
This we got to go. We got to wrap it up. It's 2005, and I'm just going to give you all the names. The first person who knows it wins nothing.
Yes, that's how I thought the game worked. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. You listened to some older episodes. Uh-huh. We've kind of updated it a little bit. Okay, this movie has no black people in it.
Not Spawn.
Unless you think Kari Hariyuki Tagawa is a black person.
This is a...
Terrence Stamp, Will Yun Lee, superhero movie from 2005, Kirsten Prout, whoever that is.
Terrence Stamp was
Goran
Superman.
Bijnik. Movie. Yeah, he was. He was trapped in the thing and spinning through the sky.
2005?
He was mad at Jor-El. Or was his name Jor-El? No, he was mad at Jor-El. Goran Visnik from ER. It was in this movie. And then we're down to the final name. The lead actress who stars as the title character from 2005.
Elektra.
Bam! Jerry O'Connell! Thanks for coming by. Kevin Pollak. Till next time, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today. And I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Mark Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.